With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The clock is ticking on a presidential decision about potential U.S. military action against Iran.
Because President Trump believes there's a substantial chance of negotiations with Iran, he's allowing more time before possibly intervening in the Israeli-Iranian conflict. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said a decision will be made within 2 weeks.
He always wants to pursue diplomacy, but believe me, the president is unafraid to use strength if necessary.
She said any deal would have to prohibit enrichment of uranium by Iran and eliminate its ability to achieve a nuclear weapon. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Israel-Iran conflict is now in its eighth day. The two sides continue to strike each other as Americans in Israel start to head back to the U.S. Iran's foreign minister, meanwhile, is in Geneva for meetings with the European Union's top diplomat and counterparts from the UK, France, and Germany. A federal appeals court panel in San Francisco hands the president a victory regarding his decision to federalize California National Guard troops amid the Los Angeles riots. Mr. Trump calling it a great decision for our country.
Thursday's decision halts a ruling from a lower court judge who found President Trump acted illegally by activating the soldiers over opposition from California Governor Gavin Newsom. The deployment was the first by a president of a state National Guard without the governor's permission since 1965, and the court case could have wider implications on the president's power to deploy soldiers within the United States. Mr. Trump argued the troops were necessary to restore order, but Governor Newsom said that the move inflamed tensions and usurped local authority. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Ohio Republican Congressman Max Miller says a man who tried to run him off the road recently was flying a Palestinian flag. Miller, who is Jewish, describes himself as a staunch defender of Israel. Dow futures down 100 points. SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Washington state is spreading.
Orthodox church leaders have filed a lawsuit challenging a new measure that would require clergymen to tell police about crimes admitted to by people in the confessional. The Catholic Church had already filed a suit. The new law, which takes effect next month, was passed to combat child sex abuse, but the churches say it will violate the sanctity of the confessional. The plaintiffs argue the statute violates their rights under the First Amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Groundbreaking has been held for the rebuilding of one of the nation's oldest black churches, whose congregants first gathered outdoors in secret before constructing a wooden meeting house in Virginia. The First Baptist Church of Williamsburg officially established itself in 1776. Although parishioners met before then in fields and under trees in defiance of laws that prevented African Americans from congregating, freed and enslaved members erected the original church house around 1805. This is SRN News. Well, if your beloved pet has a tendency to go traveling, high-tech help is here.
If you're worried about their whereabouts, technology can help you keep tabs on your furry friend. Dedicated pet trackers are collar-worn devices that typically use GPS signals to pinpoint the location of the animal wearing them. Many pet owners also use Bluetooth trackers like Apple's AirTags, Samsung's SmartTags, or similar devices from Tile, Cube, and Chipolo, which rely on low-power signals relayed by passing smartphones. However, they're not specifically marketed for pets. Keith Peters, Washington.
Much of the country, from the Midwest to the Northeast and a whole lot of places in between, racing for the highest temperatures of the year so far. An extreme heat wave forecast to settle in this weekend, and it will stick around well into next week. High heat and high humidity. And right on cue, summer officially arrives later today. SRNNews.com.